Lynn Smith says she is playing the role of a wife and mother who is desperately looking for her son in the chaos after a nuclear attack. She has taken part in a number of military training exercises in Indiana and enjoys working with the soldiers.
It's not only a job, it's a mission, and it's so real to them.
About 150 role players took part in these exercises, many of them playing survivors with injuries. Kevin Dowling is with Valben Corporation, the company that hires the role players.
The intent there is to stress the soldier who doesn't have an answer for him what they got to deal with it. You know, these people are hurt. They need medical care.
Working as many as 12 hours per day, the role players also portray demonstrators and looters. Colonel James Larson is the chief of training exercises for the nuclear attack scenario.
They're sad, they're mad, they're angry, they've lost family members, and they really help enhance the training here.
The soldiers also have to face language barriers. Tony Ivezaj is originally from Kosovo. He talks in his native Albanian during the exercises, and the soldiers cannot figure out what language he is speaking.
They're not that happy. Oh, they said, let me bring another translator.
The role players range widely in age, from their late teens to their 60s. After he retired, Bob Ford started doing this as a part-time job.
I shouldn't be smiling with a wound like this, should I?
He says he tries to be convincing.
Every scenario is actually different. I feel like it's a help serving the country in a way, you know, helping training them.
Need food!
This is Elvin Forey's first time as a role player. He was laid off from his job, so he became a role player to make some money. He says he is supposed to scream at the soldiers.
I can't find my family. I don't know where they are. So, stuff like that. Hopefully this exercise helps them out.
Most of these role players are from Indiana, but some have come from other parts of the United States. Jeff Hazard from California came to visit his grandparents in Indiana, who were also playing survivors after the atomic bomb attack. They gave him this advice.
Stay in your role, I guess, you know, and don't laugh and just get in their face as much as you can.
And the soldiers appreciate the role players' efforts. In this part of the exercise, the mock survivors are being decontaminated. Lieutenant Zachariah Davis, an Army nurse, treats their wounds before they go through the process.
They were pretty good. And you know, that's kind of a goal. You know, they want to simulate real casualties, give us really good training.
Deborah Block, VOA News, Butlerville, Indiana.
Where are you going with it?